由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in to listen to this program.
我们很多谢你收听今日这个节目《天路导向》。
We are about to commence a great series of messages.
那我们呢将要去开始讲一个新的系列信息，是可以说呢是一个很伟大的信息来的。
We are calling it The Garden versus the City.
咁呢个系列嘅名咧，系叫做花园与城市。
And you will understand more and more as this series unfolds。
当我哋逐渐系进入到呢个嘅系列里边嘅时候咧，你将会更加明白当中所包含嘅意义嘅。
In reality, it is the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation。
其实啦。这个系列所讲的内容可以说是涵盖了整本的圣经，从创世纪一路去到启示录的。
I want to begin by saying that people were making all sorts of predictions around the turn of the 21st century.
在开始的时候，我想是告诉你，当我们进入21世纪的时候，就产生了各式各样的推论，各式各样的揣测。
Some people went to all sorts of extremes in their predictions.
咁有啲人呢，对于未来嘅预测呢，系非常之极端嘅。
But for the past 20 centuries, Christians have always lived a dual role.
但系喺过去2000几年嚟啊，基督徒嘅生活呢，总系扮演住一个双重角色嘅。
What is this dual role that you ask?
你可能会问。到底是乜嘢嘅双重角色呢？
It is both waiting for the Lord to come at any moment.
呢个双重嘅角色就系一方面咧，你随时要去等候主耶稣嘅再临
，and laboring diligently for Him at the same time.
而另一方面咧，又要好勤奋、好竭力咁样为主咧去作工。
People are forever trying to set dates and make predictions regarding the second coming of Christ.
啲人咧时时都对主耶稣基督嘅再来咧有好多嘅揣测，并且预测佢再来嘅日期。
Yet Jesus told us very clearly，
但系主耶稣基督佢曾经好明确咁话俾我哋听
，that no one knows the hour of his return，
冇人咧系预先知道佢几时翻嚟嘅。
Listen to what Jesus said，
请听主耶稣基督点样讲咧。
That he will come like a thief in the night.
他说他再临的时候呢，就好像夜晚有贼来到一样。
When most people are not expecting him.
就是呢，大多数的人呢，都不会想到他会回来，那个时间呢，他就会回来了。
There's a story about a family that was discussing the Sunday sermon over Sunday lunch.
有一家人呢，喺星期日午饭嘅时候呢，就讨论朝早崇拜嘅时候讲到嘅内容。
As many families do.
就好似呢，好多嘅屋企都系咁样做嘅。
That Sunday, the sermon was on the second coming of Christ.
咁而嗰日朝早讲到嘅内容呢，就係关于耶稣基督第二次嘅来临。
The teenager in the family said that he still had lots of questions about the second coming of Christ.
咁屋企里面一个十几岁嘅仔呢，就去问佢话佢对于耶稣嘅再来呢，仍然係有好多嘅疑问嘅。
The father tried his best to answer the questions.
咁佢爸爸咧就尽所能咧系去回答呢个仔嘅问题。
And finally said to his son，
咁最后咧呢个爸爸就对个仔讲啦
：We don't have all the answers we might like。
佢话我哋冇办法去解答所有嘅问题。
But we do have all that we need to know.
但是已经有足够的答案呢，可以让我们去明白需要知道的事。
And what we need to know is to live each day as if it were your last day.
他说，我们需要知道的是我们应该将每一日，我们生活里面的每一日，都当作是在世上最后的一日来去生活呢，这就够了。
The boy replied,
咁呢一个嘅仔咧就咁样去回答佢嘅爸爸。
But I tried that once, and you punished me for it.
佢话我曾经咁样做过，但系你却系因为咁咧而处罚我。
In the event that the Lord does not return today,
如果主耶稣基督今日仲未翻嚟嘅话
，In the next few broadcasts, I want to deal with two issues.
咁喺跟住落嚟嘅节目里边咧，我将会系同你去讨论两件事
，both the beginning of time and the end of time，
就系究竟时间系点样开始，又系点样结束嘅咧
？I want to go all the way to the beginning of time，
我咧要一直系翻到去时间嘅开端
，and then related to the end of time。
然后呢再去讲佢同时间终结嘅关系。
The Bible is not just little bits and pieces of writing.
圣经呢并唔系由一啲嘅零零碎碎嘅片段呢随意咁样组合而成嘅。
The Bible is a systematic and organized plan.
圣经呢系有系统嘅，系经过刻意嘅策划同埋组织而写成嘅。
The Bible is the revelation of what God has done.
圣经揭示了神在历史里面的作为。
What God is doing.
也都启示了神目前所做的。
And what God will do in the future.
更加启示了神将来所要做的。
And if you miss that point, you miss the whole Bible.
如果你是抓不住这个重点，那你就不会明白整本圣经的意义的了。
And thus you miss the Christian faith altogether.
也都会因为这样而错失了整个的基督教信仰的精义的。
While God has no beginning or end,
神呢是自有永有，是没有开始，也都没有终结的。
We humans and the earth do have a beginning and an end.
但是我们人类和这个地球呢，却是有开始，也都有结束的。
While God has no starting or finishing point,
神呢，是不会在时间上面呢，有起点和终点。
We humans and our planet do.
但是人类和地球呢，在时间上面却是有起点，也都有终点的。
The Bible begins with a garden on earth called Eden.
圣经一开始就提到地球上面有一个花园叫做伊甸园。
And the Bible ends with a garden city coming down from heaven.
咁而圣经嘅结尾呢，亦都讲到一座从天而降嘅花园城市。
The Bible begins with a beautiful, exquisite garden called Eden.
圣经以优美的伊甸园去作为开始。
And the Bible ends with a far more exquisite city called the New Jerusalem.
而在圣经结束的时候呢，就有另一座的城，就是呢一座更加华丽、更加优雅的新耶路撒冷城呢，是作为结束。
The Bible begins with a wedding between a man and a woman.
圣经由一男一女的结合去开始。
And it ends with a symbolic wedding between the bridegroom, who is the Lord Jesus Christ.
最后呢就结束在一场具有象征性的一个的婚礼上面，其中的新郎呢就是耶稣基督了。
And the bride, which is the church of Jesus Christ.
而新娘呢就是耶稣基督的教会。
Who is the church?
咁教会究竟系啲乜嘢人组成嘅咧
？The church is the multitudes of believers from every tribe and every nation and every tongue。
教会咧就系世界上各国、各民、各族所有嘅基督徒组合起嚟嘅嗰个集合嘅群体。
So the Bible begins with Adam and Eve who were placed as God's deputies in the garden.
圣经一开始就提到亚当同埋夏娃，佢哋系神喺伊甸园里边所委派嘅代理人。
And the Bible ends with Jesus' followers reigning and ruling with him.
而圣经嘅结尾咧就讲到跟随耶稣嘅人同耶稣基督咧系一齐掌权，一齐作王嘅。
The Bible begins with a man and a woman in a place full of peace and tranquility and joy.
在圣经一开始那里呢，就是提到一对的男女亚当夏娃呢，住在一个充满和平、宁静而又喜乐的花园里面。
And the Bible ends with a place of greater peace, greater tranquility and greater joy.
而圣经呢，亦都呢，在结束的时候呢，讲到一个更加平静、更加喜乐的地方。
But between the beginning and the end of the Bible,
但是在圣经的开始和结束之间，
there are a whole lot of things that happened.
在这个之间的这段时间呢，发生了很多的事。
In the next few broadcasts, we will see how man chooses a city over against God's garden.
在跟着来的节目里面呢，我们就要去看看人类是怎样去选择了城市，却是舍弃了神的花园。
We will see how man became deceived.
我们将会看到人被蒙蔽。
And instead of being contented to serve as the vice regent,
他们呢，不甘心去担任掌权者的助手。
He wanted to be the regent.
他是妄想成为掌权者。
Instead of obedience,
他们拒绝服从。
They chose rebellion.
他是呢，宁愿去反叛。
Instead of submission,
他们拒绝信服。
They chose to usurp God's authority.
他们宁愿呢，是去散夺神的权势。
Instead of being the creature,
他们否认自己呢，是被造之物。
They wanted to be the creator.
他们呢，妄称自己啊，是创造主。
In this series of messages, we will contrast the garden with the city.
在这一系列的谈话当中，我们要将城市和花园是做一个对比的。
We will contrast the peace and tranquility of the garden of God.
我们会去比较神花园里面的宁静。
With the discontentment of the city of man.
以及呢，是人类城市里面那种的空虚不满，在这两者之间呢，去做一个比较。
It is very important to go back to the beginning.
一切呢，都要是从头开始讲起，这个呢，是非常之重要的。
Why?
为什么我这样讲呢？
Because for the believer, the end of time as we know it is linked to the beginning of time as we know it.
因为身为基督徒，我们深深相信末世和创世是有密切的关系的。
Please turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 2, beginning at verse 8, all the way to verse 17.
请翻开旧约圣经创世纪第二章，我们由第八节一路读到第十七节，是旧约圣经创世纪二章八至到十七节。请听我读出。耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目。其上的果子好作食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树，有河从伊甸流出来滋润那园子，从那里分为四道，第一道名叫比顺，就是环绕哈肥拉全地的， 在那里有金子，并且那地的金子是好的，在那里又有珍珠和红玛瑙。第二道河名叫基粪，就是环绕古实全地的。第三道河名叫底格里斯，流在亚述的东边。第四道河就是幼法拉底河。耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
When the Holy Spirit inspired Moses to pen these words of Genesis,
当圣灵感动摩西去写下创世纪的时候，
Moses was in Mount Sinai.
那个时间呢，摩西仍然在西乃山上边的。
So the location of the Garden of Eden was east of Mount Sinai where Moses physically was.
可见呢，相对于摩西当时的所在地，伊甸园呢，应该是位于西乃山的东边的。
And that is why it says, Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east of Eden.
就正如圣经的叙述，神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子。
From where Moses was at the time of writing of these words,
当摩西去写这一句的说话的时候呢，从他所在的地方去看呢，
Eden was located somewhere across the Arabian Desert.
伊甸园呢，就是位于阿拉伯沙漠的另一边。
Eden was toward the area known as the Valley of Tigris and Euphrates.
伊甸园大约的位置就是在底格里斯河和幼法拉底河的河谷里面。
There are two other rivers mentioned here in Genesis.
创世纪呢，还提到另外两条的河。
Pishon and Gihon,
就是这个比逊河和基粪河了。
These two rivers do not exist anymore.
这两条河呢，其实已经是不再存在的了。
Some scholars have suggested that they were destroyed by the flood of Noah.
有些学者就认为这两条河在挪亚时代的大洪水呢，已经是被毁的了。
What is so important about the garden?
这座园子啊，那个的重要性究竟是什么呢？
There are three very important things about the Garden of Eden.
那其实呢，伊甸园的重要性呢，是有三方面的。
You must remember them as we begin today.
那你要呢，是由今日开始呢，就好好地去记住这三个的重点了。
And as we go on to contrast the garden of God with the city of man in the next few broadcasts.
咁呢，一路去到呢几集嘅节目里面呢，当我哋连续咁去讲到神同埋佢嘅花园以及係人类嘅城市，我哋喺呢几点方面呢去做出比较嘅时候呢。
Number one,
第一我哋要注意嘅就係、
是、It was picturesque.
这个伊甸园呢，是风景如画的。
Number two,
第二点要注意的是
It was a place of provision.
伊甸园呢，是有神的供应的。
Number three,
第三点就是
It was a place of protection.
这个的伊甸园是有神的保护的。
We will begin by looking at the picturesque quality of Eden.
首先呢，我哋嚟睇一睇第一点，就系伊甸园呢，系好似画一样咁靓嘅美景。
To say that the garden was exquisitely beautiful is an understatement.
单单以优美来去形容这座花园呢是不足够的。
As God created every part of this planet, He called it good.
但是当神啊创造世界上的天地万物的时候呢，他都说是美好的。
You know, when you watch the sunrise or the sunset,
你知道当你去观赏日出或者日落的时候，那个景象呢是几咁靓。
Or view another magnificent place of nature anywhere in the world.
或者在世界各地去欣赏大自然那些壮观的景色的时候，
We find ourselves awestruck.
我们呢情不自禁呢就会肃然起敬的了。
We talk about how beautiful nature is.
我们呢是去讨论自然界是几咁美丽呢。
We talk about how magnificent the scene is.
我哋呢喺度谈论景色究竟呢系有几咁嘅壮观。
But for Adam and Eve,
但系神为咗亚当同夏娃，
God poured out His most creative magnificence into the Garden of Eden.
佢全力呢系去精心设计咗非常之壮丽嘅伊甸园。
For Adam and Eve,
神为咗亚当同埋夏娃。
God poured out beauty beyond measure and comprehension.
神呢，好匠心独运咁样去创造出超凡脱俗嘅美。
But just as pollution spoils much of the beauty of God's magnificent creation today,
但系好可惜，正如今时今日环境嘅污染呢，大大咁破坏咗神美妙嘅创造。
When sin entered into that beautiful garden, it spoiled the beauty of holiness.
当罪恶进入到去这个优美的伊甸园的时候，圣洁的美亦都随之是破坏殆尽了。
When the sin of disobedience and stubbornness entered into the garden,
当违背命令和横梗的罪是进入到伊甸园的时候，
It turned it from a garden to a garbage dump.
咁呢个美丽嘅花园呢，就变成咗垃圾堆啦。
When the sin of self-aggrandizement entered into the garden,
当自我膨胀、骄傲自大嘅罪进入伊甸园嘅时候
，it transformed its environment into a toxic waste dump.
咁就将呢个好优美嘅花园呢係变成咗一个有毒废料嘅弃置站啦。
When sin of rebellion entered into the garden,
当悖逆嘅罪进入伊甸园嘅时候
,it poisoned the atmosphere with its poisonous gas.
嗰度嘅毒气呢係污染咗整个花园清新嘅空气㗎。
And beauty turned into ashes.
而里面嘅美丽呢亦都呢係化为乌有啦。
Sin always turns simplicity into complexity.
罪恶呢往往都是化简为繁的。
Sin turns innocence into shame.
罪恶呢亦都往往是化纯真为羞耻的。
Sin turns purity and perfection into cynicism.
罪恶将纯洁和完美变成了粉世疾俗。
Sin turns joy into drudgery.
罪恶呢亦都将喜乐是变为单调，变为枯燥。
But until sin entered the garden, it was a picturesque place.
但是在罪恶进入伊甸园之前呢，那里呢真是一个如诗如画非常之美丽的境界来的。
Tune in next time and I will tell you more about other characteristics about the Garden of Eden.
所以呢，请你是记得收听下一集的节目，我将会呢是话俾你听有关于伊甸园其他方面的优点的。
I will also tell you about the new garden available to us right now.
我仲要话俾你听有关现在就赐俾我哋，使到我哋能够享受的新的花园。
This garden is available to us because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们之所以能够去享用这个花园，是因为耶稣基督在十字架上面所流出的宝血救赎了我们。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。喺呢个时候，我哋一齐听一首诗歌啊！
我望着前路，是迷乱像网一片，几多挫折打击，未明白做物旨意。我踏着细沙，在海边走过，晚风中心里听你声，听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波在无言默默宣告，主浩大能力海天皆响应，每一刻变幻亦在你的旨意里，神你在掌管，时间万有空间在你的手里，一切定有时，神我的一生，神你定有预备，莫计得失，只想未来到人。挫折打击，未明白做物旨意。我踏着细沙，在海边走过，晚风中心里听你声，听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波在无言默默宣告，主浩大能力海天皆响应，每一刻变幻亦在你的旨意里，神你在掌管，时间万有空间在你的手里，一切定有时，神我的一生，神你定有预备，莫计得失，只想你来到
人。那今集的天路导向来到这里，如果你对今集的内容有任何意见，或者在读经的时候遇到疑难，都欢迎你来信和我叶朗天或者是麦克牧师去分享的。信封面只要写电台所广播的通讯地址就可以了。好了，我们下一集再见。